Back with Alex Cooley from the Michigan Tech men's basketball team. They're going to be heading down to take on Southern Indiana in Drury. In the University of Drury. Drury University?
Drury University, I believe.
Coming up on Saturday afternoon. And Alex, let's take a listen here to some of your, just a few of your many highlights from over the years. Maybe that one's not going to play. Let's try this one here.
Wojnacki throws it out on top for Jordan Reitz. Reitz dribbling with the left hand. He's guarded very closely, down to 6 seconds. Reitz, top of the key, goes around a screen. 3 seconds, they're going to have to hurry. Cooley with one on the clock, and he hits it! Oh, my goodness gracious! Alex Cooley drains it with 1 second left on the shot clock. It looked like they would never get a shot off in that
the
defense.
Loose ball rebounded by Don Fowler. And Cooley calling for it. Here's the shot! It is good! Cooley said, give me that thing!
To Fowler, left alone, but he'll not fire the three. He'll get it to Cooley, who will fire the three. Left corner, it's good. Huge three, that's his sixth of the game.
Fowler over in the right corner. Cooley for three, it's good. Alex Cooley, that's the momentum change that we...
All right, so here's my favorite one. Wes, you're going to love this one.
Now Troy Hecht, all the way back to Cooley. He's going to launch a three, and boom, goes the dynamite.
Eighth three-pointer of the game. For the Huskies, they now lead 31-12.
Never heard Ian's voice on Drive Time all year.
I know, that's the first time. Ian Marks right there, the great song. I got to hear it one more time.
Now Troy Hecht, all the way back to Cooley. He's going to launch a three, and boom, goes the dynamite. The eighth three-pointer of the game for the Huskies as they now lead 31-12.
Alex Cooley in our studio here on Huskies Drive Time. Fond memories, right, Alex?
Oh, yeah.
It's tough to remember what basket that is at what game, I would imagine, some of those, hey?
Yeah, I don't know that I necessarily recognize any of those off the top of my head. But
oh, there's so many.
Yeah, some of them are from a few years ago now.
They are, yeah.
Don Fowler, yeah. Jordan Reitz on the,
Wojnacki.
In the call.
Yeah.
So, yeah, some names from the past. Well, you're captain on this team and heading to the NCAA tournament. When you started the year, did you think this would be a possibility for this group?
You know, I thought it would be a possibility. I'm not, to be honest with you, I'm not sure I completely expected us to have the start that we did to our year. I knew we were going to get better, get better every day in the whole year. But, you know, losing, I mean, Ali had a heck of a career here, and TJ and Matt and Anthony and those guys, you know, they brought a lot to our team. And there's some new faces, and, you know, it was just, it was different playing without Ali in the middle, and I thought it was going to take us a little bit longer to maybe adjust to that, but, you know, it's been unbelievable. We hit our stride early, and you know, going 4-0 in the non-conference was huge for getting us into the NCAA tournament, and, you know, I'm not sure I completely expected that, but, you know, as the fall went on, as preseason went on, you could tell things were coming together a little bit. As we went through some of our scrimmages, you could tell the guys were clicking, and, you know, our offense was moving better than, you know, the next day was better than the one before it. And, you know, we kept doing that. And, you know, it's been a great year, and everything I could have asked for. And, you know, we're not done yet. Hopefully we can get one here in the tournament and see what we can do.
You obviously need to replace the scoring of Ali Hayter, who averaged, what, 23, 24 points a game. And then you get a guy like Austin Armga, who becomes the X factor, and he's pretty much taken up all that slack by himself. And then you got guys like Stelzer, who are playing a lot better, and you know, Hawk, who's come in as a freshman and done great things, and yourself. And that was maybe, to me, the most surprising thing is just that, you know, maybe the how Austin really kind of stepped into that role as our focal point scorer.
You know, we've always known he can do that. We've seen it.
He's done it on you in practice.
He's done it to me in practice, for sure. He's done it to all of us in practice. And, you know, in high school, he was one of the Wisconsin's leading scorers for a couple years there. And, you know, we know he can really fill it up. And, you know, Ben's one of the best shooters that I've ever played with, ever seen. And, you know, it goes to show you, you know, when guys are given an opportunity, you know, they can do something with it, because, you know, they're at this level, they're in this program for a reason. And you know, Jason Hawk's done a great job this year. You know, Jordan Chartier's had a very good year, and you know, Luke's done a good job inside. You know, Kyle, since he came back from his injury, you know these guys are getting opportunities, and you know, they really have made the most of it. I think you leave that void with Ali leaving, and you said the points and the rebounds, and you know, it's something that, you know, Austin's been terrific. He really has taken up most of that slack in the scoring, and I think we've done a good job of gang rebounding and taking up that slack, and you know, shows you how strong our program is to, you know, lose an All-American and come back and have 22 wins on the season with the chance for more.
How about your role? How has your role changed on this team compared to last year?
Compared to last year, I don't know that it's changed that much. I have needed to be more, you know, I tried to be more of a vocal leader last year. It wasn't quite the same. It being a senior, kind of guys listen to you a little bit more. But, you know, just running the team and trying to make sure everybody's in the right spots, we're getting the ball to the right people at the right time, and you know, we talk about we know who we want to get shots, we know who we need to get open, and you know, it's our job as a team to get those guys, you know, good looks, and good things are going to happen from there. And defensively, you know, I've always just tried to, you know, always be in the right position and help guys get in the right position, and if you're doing that, if you're playing hard and you're in the right position, good things are going to happen, especially with the schemes that we play. And I think just for the most part, it's almost like sometimes it's like being a caretaker of the offense, because when you have Stelzer doing what he did on Wednesday night, when you have Austin, you know, coming out averaging 30 out of the gate, you know, for the first few games, I mean, what more do you need to do as a point guard other than get those guys the ball and play off of them? And I think that's kind of what I've tried to do, and you know, try to be aggressive when things come to me, but you know, play through them first.
Well, a awesome opportunity here coming up with the NCAA tournament. A special thing, obviously, it's a one and done deal. You don't get a chance to redo. You run into a hot team, you're done. But you guys obviously have a chance to be the hot team. Mm-hmm. Your ability to shoot the ball and play an all around game. You feel like you can match up with anybody, and heck, you're 3 wins away from the Elite Eight and 6 wins away from a national championship at this point, as is 63 other teams in the country. But that's what makes this thing special, right?
Oh, no question. And you know, not only are we 3 wins away from the Elite Eight, you know, we're 5 points away from being a 4 loss team, you know, 3 loss team, just lost a couple tight ones in there. And you know, we feel good with, you know, the shooters that we have. We can definitely get hot, and you know, we have this year at times. And also, I think what we bring to the table, you know, we play hard, you know, we play hard every night, and we come to play, we come to compete, and you know, I think we've done a really, really nice job of that this year. And when you do that, and you know, you pair that with, you know, some good shooting nights, and you're really busting your butt to get things done, you know, good things can happen, and you just got to believe it. And I agree completely with Coach Luke. You know, any of the 8 teams in this region can win it, and you know, why not us?
Very good. Well, we can't thank you enough, Alex, for coming on in there today, and we wish you the best of luck. Game time is at 1 o'clock on Saturday afternoon against Southern Indiana. We'll have the broadcast for you at 12:45 right here on Mix 93 WKMJ. Good luck, and we appreciate you stopping in.
Yeah. Thank you.
That's all right, good. Men's basketball team, 1 o'clock Saturday afternoon. That's Alex Cooley right here on Mix 93 WKMJ, and that is Huskies Drive Time.